W-D-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson, Corey Curtis from News 2 joining us here as the Titans clinch a playoff spot with a win over the Houston Texans yesterday afternoon. They will play the New England Patriots, of course, on Saturday evening, 7:15 on Wild Card Weekend. So the second time in 3 years, the Titans not only make the playoffs, but will make the trip north to Gillette Stadium to take on Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. No big deal. Corey, my first question for you is, of all of the offensive accomplishments of this team, the second highest scoring team in Titans history, Ryan Tannehill leading the NFL in efficiency numbers, Derrick Henry with the rushing title, A.J. Brown doing things that very few Titans receivers have accomplished outside of the guy sitting next to me. Does any one of them stand out as a bigger, more impressive number to you as you've covered this team?
To me, rushing championships just don't happen every day, and to do it in 15 games is even more impressive. And to me, just that's where the whole thing starts for this team. You know, the last 8 to 10 weeks is their commitment to run the football and base everything off of that and play action. I mean, Tannehill was great. I'm not taking anything away from it, but it all starts with number 22 running the football. And we all asked before the season, and he got tired of hearing it, which Derrick Henry were we going to see? Because it's been two vastly different Derrick Henrys. The one we saw for the first 42 games or the ones we saw the last like 5 or 6 games last year. And it was even better than the one we saw to finish last season, in my opinion. And he was great again yesterday. And when this Titans offense really rolls, it's when he's really rolling. I mean, he had four or five 100-yard games the last 6 games. I mean, it was incredible. And like I said, rushing championships just don't happen. And he averaged. He averaged over 100 yards a game he played, and that's an incredible number.
Yeah, it is. We understand that as Derrick Henry goes, this offense go. A lot of it is predicated on how well Derrick Henry is running the football, and we saw that 2 weeks ago when he wasn't playing that offense. It sputtered a little bit, but this week they were able to get back on track. Going back, let's go to the offensive line because I think they're getting lost in the shuffle in everything that's going on good, whether it's A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill. But this offensive line, from a run standard, they've been one of, if not the best run blocking offense in the National Football League. Where do you think that change, when and where do you think that change happened?
Well, I mean, when they changed quarterbacks, they also, for some reason, changed mentality that they were going to be a run-first, run-heavy team. They weren't going to throw 19 bubble screens a game, and they were going to pound number 22, and that's what they did. I mean, and they stopped making mistakes. You know, if you remember, like, was it 6 or 8 weeks into the season, Derrick Henry led the league in negative carries, and that wasn't anything Derrick Henry was doing wrong. It was because of how many leaks and everything they had on the offensive line. But when they made a commitment to run the football and go forward, that's when they got things really rolling. And you're absolutely right. You know, that's the group that gets lost in this because, you know, when people asked me after 6 games, you know, about the season, and I thought the season was over because I saw no hope in that group getting turned around. None. I didn't think it was possible. And they got it turned around, and it all starts at the line of scrimmage. Because we talk about Tannehill's numbers, you know, he's not throwing the ball that many times. I mean, did he throw 20 passes yesterday?
Nah, I think he might have thrown 20.
19,
20 passes.
I mean, and that's when this offense has been at its best when it's only throwing 18, 19, 20 passes a game, 22, and they're scoring 35 points. And it's because they're mowing people in the run game. And most offensive lines will tell you that they like to move forward. Not a lot of them like to drop back in pass protections 40 and 50 times a game, and you get defenses on your heels. It's, you know, how did Roger Saffold get better? Well, he got better by moving forward instead of moving backwards. You know, we didn't talk about a lot of Roger Saffold's mistakes coming in the run game. We talked a lot about his struggles coming in pass protection when they were happening. When this team decided to move forward is when it all got better.
Corey Curtis joining us here, News 2. And, you know, as it was unfolding before the Titans kicked off, you know, I threw out a tweet. I said, you know what, if I'm a Titans fan, I think I'd rather go to Foxborough and match up with this Patriots offense the way they've been struggling lately, relatively speaking, than to play a Chiefs team that feels like it's rounding into form and you sort of, I don't want to say got lucky to beat them, but Mahomes threw for 433 on you just a couple of weeks ago and they had to settle for field goals. Do you like the matchup with the Patriots better than the matchup with the Chiefs on the road?
I like it a lot better. I mean, I like it a lot better just because of the weapons on the outside side and the difference in the speed. We've looked at this Titans defense, which has been banged up in the secondary, and we've, you know, they got through a few weeks because they were better matchups. And then when they faced teams that were better on the outside, they got lit up a little bit. You know, they're lucky they didn't have to play a game they had to win yesterday against a team that rolled Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins and Kenny Stills out there, because yesterday could have been a tough long day. And so the Patriots, you know, they just don't have, they are the Patriots, so don't get me wrong, but there's a reason they lost to the Dolphins yesterday. There's a reason. And it's because they're not the team that they were. They may somehow still go on to win the Super Bowl. I don't see it happening. But I like this matchup a lot for the Titans. I think what are the Patriots, like a 6.5 point favorite or something like that? I would scoop up those points in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it's you know, you look at New England, and if I told Braden, if you're going to play New England any year, this is the year you play them, because they just, yes, they're a top 10 offense, yes, they're a top 10 defense, but they don't, when you watch them, it just doesn't look like that from an offensive standpoint.
Well, who have they played, Mace? I mean, they played the AFC East and the NFC East, two of the worst divisions in football.
Yeah, and they've lost to teams with the winning record besides the Miami Dolphins. Every other team they've lost to have been playoff teams. Looking at the Titans moving forward, because I'm watching that game yesterday, and should I be concerned? Because against A.J. McCarron, this defense, I thought this defense was going to come out and playing against a backup, a bunch of them, they were going to come out and they were going to, you know, play pretty well. They're going to be able to stop them, and they were not. And this has been an ongoing problem with the Tennessee Titans for the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, probably even longer than that. And we say New England doesn't have much of an offense, but, man, this defense isn't playing well either.
Well, if they can't stop the run, it's going to be a long day, because that's what the Patriots are going to try to do. I mean, they're trying to get back to that power running style that really propelled them at the end of last season. And, you know, the Titans have gotten leakier on offense in the run game. And when you saw Alvin Kamara bust one off, you know, the week before, the Texans went for 130 2 weeks ago. And, you know, you had to think going into this game with A.J. McCarron's a quarterback, you just said, hey, we're going to stop the run and make A.J. McCarron's beat us. And they weren't great against the run. Now, the good thing about playing run defense is a lot of it is just responsibility in doing your job and just being disciplined. And when some of those disciplines come apart, that's when run defense comes apart. So I think that's something that can quite often be fixed a little bit. You know, I think, you know, you probably looked at the film, you'd probably see Jeffrey Simmons get a little too deep sometime in gap penetration, trying to do too much. Because that's something that's hard for young defensive linemen to do, is to be disciplined and just do their job and not overshoot things. And I'm not blaming anything on him by any means. I'm just guessing that you would see a little bit of that. but they've got to be more disciplined in their run gaps and their run fits and what they do, and make this game about the Patriots receivers and not about their running backs.
Corey, always a pleasure, my friend. What a heck of a ride. Remarkable last 10 weeks of the season, and the Titans are in the playoffs. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, you know, two remarkable things. Number one, I never thought that we'd get there because I thought it would take 10 wins, and it really only took 8 because we say they wanted to get in the playoffs. They could have lost yesterday, and
right,
they still would have gotten in.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're
right. Because the Steelers lost, and so it is what it is. So there you go,
yep,
man. I appreciate it, Corey. Corey Curtis, News 2. I'll say this, though, and I want to get back into the offensive production because I do think that is the story around this team. The defense is certainly, you know, listen, there are some nice pieces. Derek Roberson, another nice game from him yesterday. Now, I believe, now fourth on the team in sacks after just 2 games.
Oh, wow.
Which is not good for the other people on your team. But there's clearly a matchup with Tom Brady coming, and we're going to have all week to break it down. But I do think, like, sort of stepping back to look at what this team just accomplished, I still think I think out of the 3 or 4 players that did remarkable things, I think there's clearly one that's head and shoulders above everybody else, but it's not for the reason you guys may think it is. I'll explain, and we'll take a look at all those offensive records for these Tennessee Titans when we come back right here. Morning Drive, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.